Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island, proud supporter of live music and driven to think big about beer since 1988. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago, Illinois. Think big about beer.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and later in the show, we're going to talk to this genre-bending group, the Oh My's, who made a terrific album in 2018. But first, it's time for another round of Buried Treasures. Now, Buried Treasures, Jim, this is the segment where we talk about music that you and I have been dying to play on the show, but just haven't found the right spot for it.
Yeah, the stuff that's not hyped.
It's not big mainstream music, but it's music that you and I love, and this is an opportunity to highlight some of that.
It's always good fun. Greg, you get to go first.
Thank you, Jim. I want to focus on a French-Canadian artist from Montreal, Marie Davidson. This is actually her fourth album called Working Class Woman. And what I like about Marie Davidson, she reminds me a lot of a fellow Canadian artist, one Meryl Beth Nisker. Remember Peaches?
Oh, yes.
Guest on Sound Opinions years ago.
We love Peaches.
Marie Davidson has a little bit of that attitude, that that electro-punk provocateur that Peaches was and is, has seeped into a lot of Marie Davidson's music. This is a very stripped-down sound, very electronic, but not in any way sedate. You know, those drums really are coming at you. The synths are kind of chaotic. And the lyrics, I love the way she kind of blurs the lines between being ultra-serious and bringing a humorous take to whatever situation she's talking about. The song I want to play, Work It, is an example of that. You know, she's basically indicting herself as a workaholic, and she sees workaholics around her. And she thinks this is, you know, her attitude is this is kind of a toxic condition. This is like alcoholism. Workaholism is nothing to be proud of. In fact, it's something that can ruin your health. But nonetheless, you're addicted. This is what you do. This is how we do it. And she's really almost poking fun at herself at the same time, you know, dealing with a very serious subject. So here's Work It from Marie Davidson. The album is Working Class Woman on Sound Opinions.
You wanna know how I get away with everything? I work all the time. From Monday to Friday, Friday to Sunday. I love it. I work. So when I say come on, I mean come on. You've got to work with me. Now, I don't wanna see any fake workers. I need real builders.
Work.
Work it.
Work.
Work to be a winner. Sweat. Work it. Sweat. Sweat to be a winner. I wanna smell you. Yeah, I wanna smell you. I wanna smell you even from far away. I wanna smell you. I wanna feel you. So I can know if you're a winner, baby.
That is Work It from Marie Davidson. Jim?
You know, when I was listening to that, Greg, I was thinking of the man, what's his name? The guy who will catch up with his emails at 3:30 in the morning and email him, oh, yeah, it's you, Mr. Workaholic.
Yes.
It's a beautiful song, and it is a fascinating I mean, I don't think I've heard a song about workaholism since, like, Lou Reed, right?
Yeah.
Don't talk to me about work.
Exactly.
Greg, I'm going to Italy. It's a place we love. I don't need any excuse ever to go to Italy. The small town of Pesaro on the Adriatic coast is where a wonderful shoegaze dream pop band called Bee Forest comes from. This is a group that's been kicking around for three albums. On the We Were Never Boring label. It's an Italian-American label, specializes in shoegaze. You know, what they are doing is taking that kind of classic sound of Ride and My Bloody Valentine and Slow Dive, but also merging it with the underground genre in the goth scene of Darkwave. You know, their goal, they said, for the second album was ambitious pagan ritual styles. You know, I'm a sucker for the goth, Greg. So So on this new album that is just coming out, I'm going to play a track. The album's called Nocturne. I'm loving this sound. I'm a sucker for both of these genres, and these gents, three of them from Pesaro in Italy, do it exceedingly well. This is Gemini by B. Forrest on Sound Opinions. Gotta love the dream pop dark wave, B. Forrest. The song is Gemini.
You had me at shoegaze, Jim. I was, over that. The tribal drumming, you know,
yeah.
That is a sound that sort of, we both can take to the desert island and play over and over again.
Actually, when it is a sound that I know I love and they're touching buttons, you know, anything that sounds like Wire, anything that sounds like Ride, I'm super critical because I don't want, to give them a pass.
Rehash.
Right.
But they are definitely doing something distinctive with it. And I like that track so much that I listen to the rest of the record and it is similarly inclined. I love that sound. My next group is from we're going foreign here, Jim, big time. You're in Italy. I'm going to go to France for
Where is the Sound Opinions travel budget so that we can see these bands live?
Exactly. The La Mignana, who is the band I want to focus on. This is another group that's been around for a few years. This is already their sixth album, the one that they released in 2018 called Shadow People. It's a co-ed duo, and what they're basically doing is taking that French pop sound, you know, the Serge Gainsbourg cheeky French pop of the 60s and blending it. One of their other influences is Italian soundtrack music. They're way into that stuff. Psychedelia, there's a little bit of Suicide thrown in there, that electropop band from the 70s. The Velvet Underground is obviously a huge influence. They're blending all these sounds together into their own smorgasbord. There's an element of drone. There's an element of melody. There's that French pop cool. To give them the French pop cool on this particular song that I'm going to play, the French actress Emmanuelle Signet is adding vocals.
So
you get those cooing vocals on the song as well. This is the title track from their sixth album, Shadow People, from the La Mignana on Sound Opinions. Shadows writing on the wall. the Limignana with the title track Shadow People from their sixth studio album.
Again, pushing every button, Greg. Let's go to France right now and have a bottle of wine and watch them perform. I am less eager to go to the city from whence comes my next pick, which is Minneapolis, which right about now, Greg, this time of year is, minus 15 for the high. Having lived there, I can say that. The band is called Why Not? I am a sucker, Greg Cott, for the heartfelt email from a listener and reader that begins, "Hi, Jim. I'm in high school, and it's not stopping me from making waves." You know, and you're like, okay, this is nice to hear from a young kid named Isaac Dell, but is the music going to be any good? And I give it the 15, 20-second test, right? It's darn great, Mr. Cott. Mm. In late high school, this trio from Minneapolis has already been on two tours, has already released two albums, and were so ambitious they went down to Memphis to record this new record at Arden Studio, you know, which gave us Big Star, right? I mean, my mom was giving me guff about taking the path from Jersey City to buy records at Bleecker Bob's, right? Mm-hmm. And they're going down to Memphis and making this record. It is a sort of throwback to the early 80s kind of skate punk sound, but I like the political consciousness. I mean, that was never a sound that ever bothered with that. These high school kids are wondering about this world we're living in right now and the way that it's melting thanks to global warming and nobody's doing anything. And yeah, we're only in high school. Maybe we're not doing enough either. The chorus of this song, "Ready for the World," is, "Oh, are you ready for the world? I've been latent, maybe, myself," right? And he's chastising himself for being not active enough. I mean, I think that's something a lot of us are feeling these days. "Ready for the World" by Why Not on Sound Opinions.
I stick my fingers in the soil.
Why Not? "Ready for the World." You digging that, Greg?
You know, the musicianship surprised me how good it was.
Yeah.
I was expecting something a little more raw, but these guys can play.
And they got chops.
They do, and this arrangement was almost like progressive rock almost. It had these, like...
They
kept moving around in that song in a way that was really interesting.
The email continued. We tried to be a progressive metal band.
Oh, really? Okay.
But we couldn't do that.
I heard
some
of that.
And this came out instead.
Yeah.
See, what you have to realize about Minneapolis is that 9 months out of the year, it's painful to go outside. So you have nothing to do but sit in the basement and get your chops together.
Right, right.
Yeah. Greg, we are going to now go to another of our favorite cities, Detroit, as the locals say, to talk to John Mosier. John's on WDET in Detroit. He's the host of a show called Modern Music, which is essentially 2 hours of buried treasures every week. John, welcome to Sound Opinions.
Jim and Greg, it's great to be here. You guys know I'm a big fan of the show, so thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
Well, thanks. Likewise, John. Now, you're doing the show Modern Music, which focuses on new and emerging indie artists. And how do you find artists for the show? How do you find the music?
You know, I sort of see my role as the trusted guy at the record store that we had years ago who would say, you know, if you like this, maybe you might like this. And
you're right.
So I want to be the person who can sort of filter things down, distill things down, and every week present 2 hours of what I think is really interesting music for that week. And every week there are new artists. Every week there are new records. And so that's kind of how I see my role. So I want to be completely exposed as much as possible to everything I can be exposed to. And yeah, I kind of graze and things that jump out at me, I'll give a deeper listen to, I'll take a deeper dive into. And those are sort of the tracks and the artists that will end up in a radio show for that week.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are on the same page, John. So absolutely. You've got two of what we call buried treasures. Why don't we start with the one from Detroit?
Okay. The one from Detroit is the band called the Drinkard Sisters, not to be confused with the famous gospel group. This is sort of a folky Americana sound put together by two sisters, Caitlin and Bonnie Drinkard, from here in Detroit. They grew up in a very musical family. They've been singing together their entire lives. Their mother sang and their father played guitar, banjo, and mandolin. Because I think they've been singing together for so long, they can sort of leverage that sibling dynamic. Their voices naturally complement one another just beautifully. So they started playing out as a duo around 2010, and then they started fleshing out the songwriting process into more of a collaborative effort with a full band. They also kind of further honed their skills performing as backup singers with the Craig Brown Band, who, you know, put out his debut record here in Detroit in 2017 on Third Man Records. And that record, incidentally, was recorded by Warren DeFever. Warren DeFever recorded the Drinkard Sisters record, known, of course, for his longtime musical project, His Name is Alive, and known for producing, remixing, or engineering for the likes of Iggy and the Stooges. Mm-hmm. And here in Detroit, the Gorries and Destroy All Monsters, and even Thurston Moore and Yoko Ono.
That's really cool to see an earlier generation of Detroit and Ann Arbor artists working with this coming one.
Yeah, I love that. I love that combination. And that's sort of, I think that's been a common theme in the Detroit music scene for a long time, because you have such a rich history of music here in this town and really groundbreaking music. And there's always been this really sort of open collaborative environment where people lift each other up and they collaborate and inspire each other. So yeah, I love the idea that Warren has worked with these incredible artists, and he's worked with the Drinkard Sisters for their very first record. It's called Enough Already. And the song that I want to share is a song called Dress Yourself in Gallantry. And I asked Caitlin about this song. She said it was a song written about a friend of hers who got into sort of a bad situation solo hitchhiking out west. And it has this sort of greater theme about bravery and fear-based thinking, especially from the perspective of a woman.
Ah, well, let's listen to some of this. The Drinkard Sisters on Sound Opinions.
She's down at 84, walking in the headlights, the only thing on her skin now, that cold western night, and the police gonna stop her, but they ain't slowing down to help, no, they've only come to carry her over the state line of Idaho. She'll drive to San Francisco, take the voyage out, she will not rest for weariness, and will not rest for doubt, and she will not talk to strangers, strangers talk so loud, she'll dress herself in gallantry, whether within or without.
That is cool stuff. I love the way that kind of droning thing in the background contrasts with the vocals.
And I think that's the work of Warren DeFever. I think that they had been working as a duo for so long, I think that he surprised them a little bit with some of the instrumentation and arrangements. So he definitely had his stamp on this record. But yeah, an absolutely delightful debut record, and I'm really anxious to see how this band develops and what they continue putting out in the future.
Yeah, I'm loving it, John, absolutely. If you've got a pick for an album we need to hear, call and leave a message on our hotline, 888-859-1800, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. After a break, Greg and I'll dig up some more buried treasures, plus John Mosier has one more pick as well. That's all coming up on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.